Good morning, everyone. God bless you all. Hope you're having a good day today. And that's a pleasure to me to be here today with a new live streaming. Yesterday, I was talking about the gospel. We were talking about, we should give that's not enough to know Bible. It's not enough to know the commandments. We got to preach, to all those people about the gospel, about the good news. Gospel means good news, and mostly the time, we preach with words. But that's a kind of like a gospel that I preach. It's only with actions, when you show the people, what the gospel means, because it's life in your life. Today, I'm going to talk about desperation. When we talk about desperation, there's a lot of things to talk about. Why I'm saying this? Because mostly of the time, or most of the people, in one point of their life, they have been desperate. They have been in one situation where they haven't lost, the faith, haven't lost the hope. The faith have been, broken. And they have been they don't even know what to do. They don't even know what's next. When we go to the dictionary to find out what the meaning of the desperation is the loss of hope and surrender to despair. When we see the people, most of the time, we see the people outside. We see the people, they seem good. They seem everything's fine in their life. They seem everything's okay in their life. But when we see it deeper, that's why as a Christian, we need to keep in mind, we need to ask God to give us his eyes, to see the way he's seen. Because most of the time, we see as a human, we see the people as whatever we see outside. But we need to see deeper other people. And that's why the desperation means the loss of hope and surrender to despair. When we talk surrender, it's we went to one point, we said, I'm not strong enough. I get away. You just give it up. I can't continue. I can't continue fighting, because I feel like I'm fighting alone. I feel like I'm fighting for something as impossible to reach. I feel everything has been going down, and I'm not strong enough, to lift it. I'm not strong enough to raise up. And most of the people have been in that situation. I have been in that situation either. That's a situation when you know Bible, God can do a lot of things. The power of God can do a lot of things. But you see, to one point, you see in darkness, you see no exit. You're trying to look around and don't see any exit. You don't see any light. And you get into one point, you are desperate and you surrender to despair. The Bible saying the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. It said there is no fear in love. But perfect love is cast out fear. Because fear involves torment. But he who fears, who has not been made perfect in love. This verse is a little bit hard to interpret. Because he said there is no fear in love. They give us a promise. Where is the love, the fear cannot be there, because but the perfect love casts out fear. What that mean with the perfect love? When we talk about the perfect love, that's only one who can give perfect love, and that Jesus Christ. He chose in the cross his perfect love for us. He gave his life for all sin. He gave his life for our redemption. He gave his life, you know, to bring life, a better life to us. Not only to those who are Christians, not only to those who have been believed, to whoever is outside in the world, he got an option. He can take the option to reach and start meeting the perfect love. And he said that perfect love casts out fear. When you know how powerful the love of God is, then all fear casts out from our life. But he says something else. He said because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And that's the hard part of this verse. When he said but those who first have not been made perfect in love. What does this mean? What does it mean we cannot be unfair? We cannot be frustrated? We cannot be into one point we lost our faith? We can be in one point we lost everything. We have been lost all the energy, all strength. That means this verse? Not really. Because most of the time, we get into situations that are really hard. That's very, very, very hard. You know, some people, they lost everything. They have been lost their job. They have been lost even some members of their family. Some people, they have lost everything. They have been working hard for so many years. And one day, something came out and took down everything. You know, they have been put their faith and the kind of job they had, or the how much money they made, to reach out their family. Most of the people, they put his faith in that. But the Bible said we need to meet the perfect love. You know, as a child of God, we got protection. We are protected. Protected. We are protected from all the evil. We're protected, to be destroyed. We are protected. We got a power of God is protecting us. But the main point of this is we need to meet the perfect in love. We need to meet it. We need to get to one point all fear can be despair from our life. We cannot surrender to despair. We cannot surrender, to everything's getting bad. The Bible doesn't say our life gonna be perfect. The Bible doesn't say our life gonna be really good. The Bible say to all those who have been in Jesus Christ, Everything that happened, that's for a lesson. That's to gain to start knowing the power of God. All the desserts, that's something we get into, that's for processes, to start meeting the power of God. So the Bible saying there is no fear in love. So I don't know what's your situation in this moment. I don't know how you've been the last few months. I don't know, you have been lost everything. You might have lost your job. You might have lost a member of your family. Maybe you were married, and when your wife or your husband saw you, everything came down, or when you get sick, when you were diagnosed with a disease, and this person just run away. Maybe you start getting into accident, you start getting really bad in the accident, and the person who you thought was gonna be next to you, helping you, reaching you up, run away. Or the most bad part, maybe the person who was always for you one point get sick and die. I don't know. I don't know what your situation is right now. I don't know how tough are you being to like extend that. I don't know. But God's know. He knows exactly how you feel. He knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly what you despair for. He knows you. He knows everything about you. But He wants you to meet the perfect love. The love who casts out the fear. We cannot be unfair. As a Christians, we need to cast out every fear. But that fear can cast out only one way, meeting the perfect love. So this has been the reflection for today. And have been blessed to you. And I ask you to share this reflection. And see you next weekend with a new live streaming. And have a